Okay, we're finishing Daf Lamed Vavya. Let's just see where we're holding. Oh, so we said the reason why we're in Golus, the reason why we have all the tzoros is because Tachas Shelo Avadetes Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Miroiv Koil. That the Simcha we're looking for is not because of Roiv Koil. It's a Simcha that is completely intrinsic. It has nothing to do with any external factors. Yeah, it's a Bechira as opposed to an event. And we said that one of the biggest problems is the lack of Samach Bechelkoi in Ruchnius. But there's a lack of Samach Bechelkoi in Gashmius as well. You know, if the milk's sour in the morning, so then I lose my, you know, Yoitzi Minadas. But that's not our, it's a problem. You have to work on it. But that's an area we have credibility with that it's a problem. But the lack of Samach Bechelkoi in Ruchnius is really what's sucking us down. If you look at it carefully, you'll identify it. So I think we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. Three paragraphs there. If we're not, this is where we're going from anyway. Kol Yehudi hu ben shel Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Do you know that? You're a grandson of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And it's not that far back, by the way. To Sana, we're only about 40 generations. Yeah. If you look in Tetz's book, Letters to a Buddhist Jew, it shows the whole calculation. That we're if you would stand in a room with all your Zaydas, the line, you know, you lined up, there'd only be about 40 people from here to sign up. It's not that, he looks at how long, in terms of generations. So, we're not that far back from Avraham Avinu. To Avraham. You mean to Hasina? To Sinai. He says 40. You're right, it could be 38, 34, whatever, depends how long you make a generation. You change 2 years here or there, it starts, whatever. 35, I think there's one of people, whatever. Okay. Good enough. It's not 1500 or something. You could sit with all your Zaydas going back to Sinai in one room. It wouldn't be such a big party either. You know, I can't wait to see it already. Soon, you've opened this. Have to be Zeicher. Okay. So we're all born in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. This is one of the most important foundations. You have to get this clear. Shloisha Avos Hageluim Shehem Chitshu Ba'olam. These three Avos are manifestations of novelty in the world. Chitshu Ba'olam. They're Avos, they're principles, meaning that there's nothing before them. They're the beginnings of the world. Hinam Avos Habinyan She'aleim Oymed Binyan Avi Vayadus Kuru. They are the fathers that the entire building of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewishness, is built on. There were only three Avos. After that, there were no more Avos. What's called a principle is a principle. Everything we have afterwards comes from them. They were Mechadishot. They brought it into the world. Everything we have today comes in the back of them. If we have the ability to do Maisa Nefesh, it comes from another Mavinu. And from a Yitzhak Avinu. All the Kechas who we have started by them. Afterwards, there's no Chiddush, so to speak. We're now Bonim. It's more than that. There are three Avos. There's 12 Shvatim. There's 70 Nefesh. There's 600 Ribui. These are all different Binyanim of what's called Klal Yisrael. But the three Avos are the beginning. In Kabbalah, they're the three aspects of the mind. The beginnings of because that's where it all starts. Everything we do starts in the head, right?
I thought it was Hesed, Gevurah, Tiferet.
And that's a different way of cutting the system as well, yeah. It depends how you cut the system. In the physical world, they're not in the head. They're in the lower. Then you have Chochmah bin Adas. But in Klal Yisrael, in the aspect of Klal Yisrael, they were the beginning. They're the foundation, so then they become chesed. That's not our subject. Avraham Avinu,
huh?
Yeah, that's the Nefesh Chaim. The Nefesh Chaim explains it beautifully. That's the Nefesh Chaim. That's exactly how you, depends how far back you step to look at the system. How far, how wide do you open the lens? How do you, where you look? Yeah. Kol Yehudi hu, Avraham Avinu, Avi ha'uma mesemel es hagilu ha'atzmi, b'chayse kol hu yotze legolot et ha'emes, legolot et atzmai l'meich ha'chashayla, mi ani? Avraham Avinu is the father of the nation, that represents this revelation of oneself. Lacking everything, he came to reveal the emes in the world. He came to reveal truth, to reveal himself on the back of the question, who am I? What am I? Who mityaches b'darko l'chelek ben Adam la'atzmoy. He is he's relevant to that aspect of the three relationships we'll see now. Everything in the world is built on three relationships. Three foundations of Shloshet Dvarim Oymed Ha'olam. Ben Adam la'atzmoy. A man in his relationship with himself. Yitzhak Avinu, Shayayil Atmima, he was a holy offering. Mesemelis Akeshev Advaikus Hashem Yisbarach, he represents the bonding and the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zu Chelek Ben Olam L'Mokom, that's the aspect of relationships, of reality, that's called Ben Olam L'Mokom. Ben Olam L'Mokom. Yaakov Avinu, Mesemelis Yachas Shilodi Shalailam Shemachutzalo. Yaakov Avinu is the person that takes Avraham and takes Yitzhak and now relates to the outside world. Ben Adam le Chaveiroi. Afkiru shel Yaakov Avinu haya lahakim es ha'am ha'yudi. His job was to establish a Jewish people. Ulelachem b'kol gilu hara sheboilam dahainu Esav, Lavan, v'kol ha'dayim emlem. His job was to fight all the aspects of evil in the world, which was Esav and Lavan and Shechem and the whole relationship. V'kol ha'dayim emlem, and all those that are similar to Esav and Lavan. He's that which relates outwards, including in that is marriage. In the Mechavera aspect of Yaakovinu was the mumch, was marriage. It was marriage. Four wives, each one perfect, each child came out of every relationship perfect, 12 shvatim, no blemishes. That's Yaakovinu. He built the Jewish people who have to now go relate to the world. These are the foundations upon which is based this sefer. Became the sefer Shiyefi Achor v'Satid Al Shchai Nusim, and also the third sefer. In this sefer, in this book, we have the first two: Avraham Yitzchak Ben Atzma Belam Chaveiroi, which we spoke about yesterday at length, Ben Om Lamakom, and then the Ben Om Chaveiroi aspect, which comes out of it later. Kol oid yosodis eilu luitim barafel v'shuchvas avak shel hisyaishnus v'ergel neroim aleim lonuchel agir l'shleimus v'tachlis lo anu metzapim l'gir. As long as these foundations, these foundational relationships, my relationship with myself, my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, my relationship with those people that I encounter, if you can show me any aspect of life that doesn't incorporate those three things, show me one aspect of your life that is outside the realm of Ben Olam La'atzmoy, Chaveira and Makom.
Environment.
That's you relating to the outside world.
Also,
and that could be Ben Olam L'Mokom as well.
Be in the shaman, huh?
And that's yourself. When you're out in the mountains, right, when you're out in the mountains dealing with the sunsets or whatever, who are you relating to?
Yeah, well, when I go pour my chemical waste down into a river, that's not necessarily a relationship.
That's Ben Olam Chaveira. You're involved in a Ben Olam Chaveira. You're messing up your neighborhood's environment. You're messing up your friend.
What about the neighbor? What about the intrinsic?
And what about the Issa Daraisa in that? What about all the dinim in halacha, environmental halachas in the Torah?
I'm
involved in a Ben Olam L'Mokom, yeah. I'm now going against the Rotzon Hashem. I'm the Nachelin Keneged Hashem. It's a Ben Olam
L'Mokom. Directly or indirectly?
Directly. If I cut down an olive tree,
yeah,
right, for no reason, I was just opening a Sederasa. Yeah. There's no difference to not putting on tefillin. That's Ben Olam L'Mokom. That's part of the 613 aspects of my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing outside of that. Nothing outside of that. There's nothing in our lives that are outside these three fundamental relationships. You're always doing something that either involves yourself or Hashem or somebody else. You can't.
It always would involve Hashem, though.
It always involves you. Unless you're in a coma or something. Or better. We're not saying exclusive. But you're involved in at least one of these three things at any given time. There's nothing in life that's outside of these three things. For a year anyway. Yeah?
Can you be exclusively in one or the other?
Good question. I don't know. That's what he was just saying now. Yeah, you're right. If I'm only relating to myself, then how am I divorced from Hashem? Because I'm also chalik of Hashem.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ben Olam L'Chaveira, yeah, maybe. You know, whatever, yeah, I suppose.
Still because, yeah, as commanders do it,
That's all math, but we're dealing with the pristine principles in Shoresh. So we look at them exclusively. You're allowed in a laboratory to take something isolated and look at it under the microscope, totally isolated from the system from which it came. As long as you recognize that as part of the system, you have to plug it back into the system. But there's no harm in isolating something to understand it in and of its own right. What's wrong with that? How'd you learn Gemara? You show me a way to learn Gemara. We're doing that all the time. We learn one Mishnah. You can't understand that Mishnah until you've seen the whole of Shas. So how do you learn this Mishnah? We isolate it. We get this Mishnah as clear as we can out of the system, and then we plug it back into the system, which we see how it now manifests in the whole system. We're doing that all the time. That's the most basic. There's nothing you're doing more than that, I promise you. Okay. That's not really our problem. Let's not get too philosophical here. I'm trying to avoid the philosophy here. Top. Hayetze yodaya ki anu moin yonim v'chatzafim b'kol moedainu liyois yodim toivim. The Yetzirah knows, even though we've forgotten, but the Yetzirah knows that we are trying with all our rotten and desire to become good Jews. That's what we want to be. Really, that's what we want to be. Lasses to him, turn him to do good things. Therefore, he removes our das in an area, he moves our das into an area of many, many things that are tfeilim, toffel. There's ikka and toffel. There's the main thing and then there's secondary things. Things that are not unimportant, they're important, but they're secondary. They're not the ikka, they're not the main thing. Hunoisen lanu lagir es metzfoneinu behis chasdiois shoines ubad bevad ledvorim shaleinu lashkia behem lorachas avuram es kokel chasel lo noise lanu zman. He gets us to get involved in our tzipiot, in our yearnings, in our desires, in all sorts of behis chasdiois. Shoinos, all sorts of piousnesses, yeah, all sorts of righteousnesses, holiestnesses or whatever, thank you very much. And in such a way, he gets us to invest so much time in these secondary things that no time is left for anything else. What you're saying about Chibur Zeh, the goal of this Sefer, is to nurture, nourish, to provide for everybody who is searching for Hashem, to provide you with the correct vessels, to go into the depth of the foundations of Hashkofa, of a world look, and to invest our energy, our time, our power, the dvorim hanogeim the tzipu nafshei or the yisoidus yudo yahadoisei Jewishness ubeim tzoisam and via those means livnoitus atzmoye vesaloma ishi al piyotzen Hashem, in order to give us the ability to build ourselves and our world, personal world, according to the desire of Hashem. Onu tfila, it's our tfila, ki besakad ishmaya yimtzu advorim mesilus belayv koreim, that will be found in the hearts of those that read a path. What we're saying here, we'll find a path in the hearts of those that read the Sefer. If you just read it, you're not going to find a path. You have to learn it. Okay. That's the introduction. So we actually start now. We're on Daf Lamed Tes, and we're about to start. I wonder if that's a coincidence.
Lamed Tes.
Took 39 malachas to create reality. We're about to start getting into reality. Perek Aleph, Ave v'simcha she'enu tolu v'dovre. We've got a whole 8 minutes. Chavas ha'agoshe shel Ave sadovre moili v'simcha. Chavias is a ha'agoshe. Chavaya is like a pen. It's like an enclosure. The feeling of Ava that is encapsulated or whatever of a thing gives birth to Simcha. Love has an ability to give birth to Simcha. When somebody does something that he enjoys, that he loves doing, yeah? Then he feels the Simcha. Yeah? Lumazois, on the other hand, Kasher Adam Einu Oev Esadova, someone's doing something he doesn't like doing, Hugamani Samayach Lasaisa, he doesn't feel so good about doing it. He does it, but I'm going to do it, and brighter, but he doesn't really feel that good about what he's doing. He can't know in Shim, on the right, in the Chush Simcha. Comes out therefore that if we want to acquire Simcha, therefore we have to somehow learn to acquire love of ourselves. Since you're going to be spending a lot of time with yourself, you better learn to love yourself. When we come to love ourselves, then we come to be happy with our intrinsic loves. The etzem, the basic aspect, the fact that I'm alive is enough. It has to be a genuine love in order to bring it to a genuine simcha. Half-baked love will bring it to a half-baked simcha, then you're going to slip back into disappointment again. So one needs to acquire a ava amitis, genuine love, according to Torah definitions, in order to produce a simcha amitis. Lalan yuzbo hahevdil. Now we're going to explain the difference between ava atzmeinu. That ava atzmeinu, that love of ourselves that we have to go about trying to deal with and grow, strengthen, will be an ava atzmeis shayni roi. There must be a love of ourselves that's not very good, right? You love yourself so much, you can, who knows what you'll trample on. The selfishness we're talking about getting rid of. Shalayne l'rachek oto baal mitfas l'anoichis. But a person has to completely distance and get away from and not have any connection to at all. Regesh ava hu dover nirchosh. The feelings of love is something you have to acquire. Ha'ava enu inyan shel regesh ba'omer. Love is not something which is just a feeling, you know, an emotion. You know, you fall in love with somebody. Yeah? And you come home one day and you tell your kids, listen, you know, a guy comes home and tells his wife, you know, I was work today and I happened to, while I was looking at my secretary, Cupid shot an arrow in me and I've just fallen in love with my secretary, so goodbye. Cheers. And that's happening all the time, right? He fell in love with another woman. He's not in love, he fell out of love with his wife. So imagine a guy comes home and he says to his kids, you know, I happened to be driving up the car and I noticed the neighbor's kids. And as I was watching the neighbor's kids, Cupid shot me and I fell in love with the neighbor's kids. You guys are out of here. Even somebody who'd get rid of his wife on the basis of Cupid understands that's ludicrous, right? So what's love then? How come you can fall in love with your secretary and blame Cupid, but for your kids you can't? I mean, they understand there's an insanity in the world out there. Good, you'll babble your way out of it if you need to, but we understand, yeah, in this insane asylum that's insane, right?
And when children come out of you and your wife...
I'm saying you can philosophize it, but...
No, but I think there is a...
Good! You'll philosophize your way out of it, but we have to know at the end of the day, that's insane. Because you never fell in love with your secretary, you didn't fall in love with the neighbor's kids either. That's called infatuation. Love is something that you have to acquire. You don't get shot by Cupid and suddenly you're in love. Love is something that's got to be acquired. It takes hard work. It's an investment of enormous time and energy to come to love something. Amitis. What we call love in the world is not love. That's infatuation.
Okay, but there is a concept that you could end up not marrying your soulmate. Then what happens if you're to come across your soulmate?
Because there's nothing to do with love. That could have just been a stupid decision.
Okay.
I've seen plenty of those.
Then you see your soulmate. You're married. And you happen to pass on the street the person that is meant to be your soulmate.
You don't love her. In order to love her, you've got to work 50 hard years of living and building and developing. You may come to love her eventually. Love, that's infatuation, what you're talking about. You bump into your soulmate and suddenly you go, woo!
But there's an intrinsic love that's meant to be grabbed there, yeah? No?
That was before Matan Torah. You're talking about Avos now. Nefesh HaChaim discusses the Musag of what's called Avos. Very different to what we're dealing with today. Nachinam, we'll see. Excellent question. I'm the Nefesh HaChaim Shaldalu who discusses that. Just sort of. How are they able to be Avos Sederasas and whatever? The whole discussion of pre-Matan Torah in what's called Avos. Their spiritual standing allowed them to do certain things that we didn't understand. Nachinam, yeah. Why did Avos send Eliezer to go far? I'm just saying, that was also... One gets such as blondes off on his own. Each one had his own Musar. That's not our subject. Well, everyone understands. One second. Hey, guys, whoa. The Yitzhak doesn't want to learn Musar. Everyone understands the difference between love and infatuation. And that love requires hard work. It's something you just fall into. If you don't, that's not called love. The kach melamdeinu Rambam b'yochus tshuva dover yadur v'boru shein avas ha-kodesh bohu nikshereish b'livu shel adam. A person is not going to bind himself to the love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu unless he invests Tamid Kerui continually, correctly, V'yazef kol ma sheba'olam chutz mimeli, and he leaves everything alone in the world except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not going to come to love Hashem. That means it requires investment. This is in bold for those who don't have the safe in front of you. Let's stop here and we'll do this properly on Sunday. Mincha, remind me, we're going to start from Regesh Ava, who Dov and Nirchosh.
Rambam's Pele. Go have a look at